From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Here's the story of a record label that's making a name for itself selling old recordings, really old recordings. We're talking wax cylinder old here. Archaeophone Records specializes in music made between the late 1800s and the early 1920s, music that is virtually ignored by the big labels in this era of the iPod. Archaeophone has been praised by scholars and won a Grammy for its efforts. Jeff Bossert of member station WILL reports.
Richard Martin spends several hours working from home each week, but his new PC is about as close as Martin gets to most home office workers, and that's only in appearance. His is equipped with audio editing software and hooked up to a turntable, a CD recorder, and a small wooden box about 100 years old.
What we have here is an Edison standard 2-minute cylinder machine, and I've got a 2-minute celluloid indestructible on it from about 1909 or 10.
Martin locks the cylinder in place and turns the crank, and we hear Ada Jones, arguably the most successful female recording artist of the pre-1920s era. Richard Martin and his wife, Megan Hennessy, found this cylinder on eBay a few years ago. They'd already been collecting old recordings for nearly a decade.
We would hit flea markets, antique malls. We'd make special arrangements with owners of houses that were dilapidated but had thousands and thousands of records stored in them.
Scary places where they lock you in a barn for a day and come back at 5 and fetch you, and you're just hoping they have an axe in their hand.
And, you know, you just start snapping up these records.
Martin says they began collecting after the rock and roll they grew up on just wasn't enough.
There had to be something before this. And, you know, there's an entire industry out there dedicated to denying you the ability to find out what was before rock and roll.
By that, Martin means the commercial music industry and the way its fascination with the flavor of the month relegates its past to record company vaults, or worse, the trash bin. Tim Brooks is an author who's collaborated with Martin and Hennessy.
The record companies themselves, who by and large still own the rights, it's just incredible the copyright system we have in this country, but still own the rights to these 100-year-old recordings, had absolutely no interest in them. They weren't commercially viable. They wouldn't sell a million copies, so they didn't care. So they weren't going to release them. In fact, they destroyed almost everything in terms of master recordings from that era. They've even destroyed the files that indicate what they recorded. So the only way you can find this is in actual existing commercial copies that somehow have not been destroyed over the years.
Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Little David, play on your harp. Hallelujah. Little David was a shepherd boy.
With a collection of hundreds of cylinders and thousands of 78s, Richard Martin and Megan Hennessy realized they held the key to a generation of material that was all but lost. So in 1998, they founded Archaeophone. Their first release was called Real Ragtime, and they sold it mostly to friends and family. Over the past decade, Martin and Hennessy have released 40 CDs, some focusing on individual styles and periods, others devoted to specific performers. Sam Berlowski, former head of the Recorded Sound Division at the Library of Congress, is currently working with the University of California at Santa Barbara to post all of the recordings made for the Victor label online.
One of the great services that Archaeophone has done is they've reissued the complete Burt Williams.
When life clouds rain, and I am full of nothing and pain. Who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody.
People say Burt Williams is their first great black recording star, but Burt Williams transcends race the way, you know, you won't say Caruso was the great Italian star. It's much more than that. Burt Williams was one of the most important artists of his era, and to see all that recorded complete for the very first time is a real contribution by this record company.
I never done nothing to nobody. I never got left in them, no. But in no time.
Berlowski says these recordings are like an oral lens into our past, allowing us to hear exactly what our grandparents heard. Megan Hennessy says that's the point.
We've heard from people whose fathers had seen Burt Williams way back when. And by way back when, I mean the man died in March of 1922, so it was way back when. But yeah, we've had people order CDs because their favorite record as a child was on it, and they ordered copies and had them sent to their siblings because this was the record that Grandpa used to play.
This year, the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences recognized Archaeophone with a Grammy for Best Historical Album. It was a companion CD to a book called Lost Sounds, written by Tim Brooks, which documented the role African Americans played in the birth of recorded sound.
There were a number of small labels, some in Europe, that indicated some interest, but Archaeophone was a small label that specialized in early acoustic recordings and really did quality work. Not only in the transfers and in the CDs themselves, but in the packaging and the notes that went with them and the care that they put into these things. So I knew I wasn't going to get much interest from a major label, and something like Archaeophone, which really makes its whole reason for being these early recordings, seemed like a perfect fit, and it was.
Despite the acclaim, Richard Martin and Megan Hennessy continue to work out of their home, scour flea markets and eBay, and Hennessy has kept her day job. But both feel they're on a kind of mission, one that Hennessy says they may not be able to complete.
I think there's going to be stuff left unissued in our lifetimes. There's just so much to put out and so much to work with, and there'll still be records turning up for the first time.
The latest releases from Archaeophone include The Great War, an audio account of American efforts, musical and otherwise, in World War I. For NPR News, I'm Jeff Bossert.
Get your gun, back in on the run, on the run.